USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Twitter has permanently suspended President Trump's account after what they called a risk to further incitement of violence. Congressman Tom McClintock disagrees with their assessment, saying that allowing corporations to be the gatekeepers of speech is dangerous. The California Republican tells Fox News that banning the president could be a step towards the loss of free speech.
What we're hearing now is something fundamentally different. It's to set up government or corporate officials to decide what speech is acceptable and what is not. That's a very dangerous power that can quickly become abused. The president did not call on these rioters to break into the Capitol and to impede the Congress's work. He gave a very fiery speech. I thought it showed very poor judgment, but it was no more fiery a speech than what we're hearing from the Democrats now, freedom of speech. And the moment we begin punishing that or censoring that, we've lost our First Amendment and we may never get it back.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
As Democrats are circulating draft articles of impeachment, and three of them say they will introduce them on the House floor as early as Monday, one senator is calling on President-elect Joe Biden to call off those efforts. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier has the story.
House Democrats preparing to bring articles of impeachment against President Trump. They accused Trump of inciting insurrection ahead of Wednesday's violence at the Capitol. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News with the plea to President-elect Biden.
Joe Biden said, "It's up to Congress regarding impeachment. No, President-elect Biden, it's up to you. Pick up the phone, call Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the squad and tell them, stand down. This will destroy the country even further. You have the power to do that. The question is, do you have the courage to do it?"
Graham says we have a chance as a nation to start over. House Democrats are also considering removing Trump through the 25th Amendment.
And the head of Britain's royal family has been vaccinated against COVID-19. 94-year-old Queen Elizabeth and her 99-year-old husband, Prince Philip, received their coronavirus vaccine on Saturday, according to Buckingham Palace. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence will attend the inauguration on January 20th, according to new reports. President Trump said Friday that he would not be in attendance. Former Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake says it's a shame that the outgoing president won't be at the inauguration to meet the incoming president. He tells CNN that it's important that Vice President Pence will be in attendance.
Well, this is par for the course. Obviously, Joe Biden had quite the reaction, saying it's the one thing that they agree on. I think it's a shame that you don't have a president welcoming the new president. But given the circumstances, I don't think anybody expected the president to be there. I'm glad that Mike Pence will. That speaks well for him. He's obviously broken with the president in the last couple of days, and that speaks well for him. But it'll be good for the country to have Mike Pence there.
The United States has passed 22 million cases of coronavirus since the beginning of the pandemic. The U.S. also set a new record for daily cases on Friday with more than 269,000 new infections. And the Buffalo Bills have won their first playoff game since 1995, knocking off the Indianapolis Colts in an AFC wildcard game 27-24. Quarterback Josh Allen led the way, throwing for two touchdowns and running for another. And the L.A. Rams upset the Seattle Seahawks 30-20. Running back Cam Akers ran for 131 yards and a score, and corner Darius Williams intercepted a Russell Wilson pass and took it 42 yards for a touchdown in the winning effort. Both teams now await their divisional round opponents. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.